Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina and Dayton, Ohio, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Dustin Hartzler. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Well, hello and welcome to episode 81 of the Function Get Options Podcast, the irreverent, fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my friend, my co-patriot, my buddy, Dustin Hartzler is back. Hey, Dustin, say hi.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. Thanks for having me back,
Jess. Right on. Yeah, so Kyle is on a company meetup retreat. He's in Kansas. He's traveling at the time of this recording. So you are back with your own name in the opening segment there.
I feel like I've made it. I've actually made it.
So this is what did it for you, huh?
Yep. I can die a happy man.
Nice. Good to know. I'm happy to help. So what's up with you? What's going on in your life?
In my life, I think since the last time I recorded, we have moved, we've taken vacations, we have unpacked tons of boxes, we found all kinds of issues with our house. We're just having all kinds of fun over here in Dayton, Ohio. We're recording this a few minutes late because I had yet another technician come out to look at the heater. Not the best time to have issues with a brand new house and a heater. It's funny that I said, oh, maybe since we have two little kids, maybe we should build a new house so then I don't have to do anything around the house. And I have been busier than ever. Well, I mean, it's less than a month since we've moved in. And so I've got some shelves to build. I've installed garage door openers. I'm changing all the smart things in the house. And so just a lot of little things going on. But it's been good. And we're ready for a big snowstorm apparently tomorrow.
Wow. Yeah, we actually have super cold weather here in just outside of Raleigh in Cary. Like this morning, it was 22 when I went out for my exercise. And yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing your house. I'll be there, what, in 2 months?
Yeah, it's 49 days, actually, or 48 days, because you're coming a day early until WordCamp Dayton happens.
Right. Very cool. Very excited. Awesome. Cool. Yeah, that's the thing. You know, you build a new house, you think it's going to be perfect, right? And then there's still like all these things. I mean, I still find it hilarious that the little hiccups that you guys did have, that you even had, like builders build houses every day. That's what they do. How do they wall over or sheetrock over where a window should have been? Didn't they look at the plans?
I don't know. It's probably the same reason why somebody better than us looks at code and like, why did they leave that CSS in there? Why is that JavaScript that's doing nothing? Why didn't they strip that out of there? It's probably the same thing.
Okay. So. I guess it's human fallibility, right?
Exactly. What's happening in your world?
So let's see. So I joined, and I say in air quotes, joined F3, which I've told you about. It stands for Fitness, Fellowship, and Faith. It's a nationwide thing. So you go to F3Nation.com. You can find one in your area. It's men just working out with other guys. It's just a peer-led kind of thing. But I am sore, like really sore a lot. Because I know I run a lot and I work out and stuff, but you get used to the certain, you know, muscle just doing the same thing. No change.
Sure.
So I'm dying. It's tough. Yeah, a lot. Everyone gets a nickname. Everyone, you know, there's a lot of bantering going on. But so I did the fitness. I did fellowship yesterday. So it's not fellowship from a faith perspective. Fellowship just meaning just hanging out with other guys and just, you know, chit-chatting, whatever. So did that. And then
you can't just go right past that. You just like breezed right past that. Hey, everybody has a nickname and we have fellowship and we have other things. You got to say with the nickname.
Okay. So when you first go, everyone is an FNG, a friendly new guy. And I went and I met I went to the park that they were meeting at. And, you know, there's workouts like every day. And you introduce yourself, you say your name. And one of the rules is, and I knew this going in, that you do not want to say, hey, people call me this. Because, like, one of the guys I found out said, my friends call me, you know, whatever, something cool, right? T-Bone. Well, no, you're going to get the name Coco the Monkey then. You know, Coco the Gorilla. You're not going to get that. They go, no, they don't. Not here, they don't. So I said my name was Adam Silver, and I left it at that. We do the workout. 45 minutes later, an hour later, we're all done. You go back out, say your name again, just so people remind you. So as you're talking to people, then people throw out and toss out ideas. And one person in the crowd, in the group, there was 19 guys there that morning. It was this past Monday. Asked how the NBA commissioner felt with, you know, me having the same name. And so the NBA commissioner's name is Adam Silver. So now my nickname is the commissioner or the commish.
Yeah. It could have been a lot worse.
It really could have been. I mean, I could have gone in, I could have said, Adam Silver, like hi ho. I could have gone, no, I, you know what? I've been called the commish before. The old mastermind I was in, they called me that. So I'm good with it. It works. I was like, nope, I'm just going to keep my mouth quiet. Be shut on this one. So, But yeah, I'm just sore. Like it'll get better, you know. And then sore is one thing, you know, that good sore when it's the lactic acid. My lower back was hurting a little bit because I think I picked up a cinder block incorrectly. Well, it's a cinder block, so there's no real easy way to do that.
There's no handle on a
right,
cinder.
Right,
so
right.
Pick up here.
Yeah, right. So other than that, yeah, I'm just working through some client stuff, trying to get things launched, you know. So
cool deal.
Yeah. Wow. That's life for you. So anyway, all right, it's moving on to the news.
This is the point at which we do talk about everything that's new.
So did you see this? Do you know about this?
I did not know about this. I'm reading this and I was like, I have no idea. So tell us about it.
Apparently, I read this off of WP Tavern. I saw it there.
WordPress, so 100% truth.
Of course, yeah. WordPress 5.1 is going to replace the word blogging references with the word publishing because it's just a term change. But you know, these days, it's all about the publishing, you know, democratizing publishing, right? So no more blogging as a default term.
So is that like in the change logs and in the readme and stuff like that?
Or? I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
Because the word blog doesn't really appear anywhere in your WordPress dashboard.
Right. It's just, it says just another WordPress blog, doesn't it? Or WordPress, what's the default tagline? Just another WordPress blog?
Just another default tagline? I don't know.
No, I forget. It's been so long since I looked at that. But right. That'll have to change too. Just another WordPress site? Yeah. Installation? Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
I know that Matt always goes by, he calls them WordPresses. So problem with your WordPress? Like he's starting to use it in that way and it feels weird and it kind of sounds weird, but that's just like, I don't know. That's how he's trying to change. Oh, what's wrong with your WordPress?
well, doctor,
we'll see.
It's like add some ointment to your WordPress and things will clear right up.
Exactly.
Wow. That's just awkward. So that's the only thing. Anything else in the news that, you know, nothing else in the notes. So we're moving on. Unless you have anything else.
I'm trying to think of anything. Oh, I think you talked about on your show. I might've said it on mine about the post that was on WordPress.com, the do anything campaign.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think it's called like that. And there's like, I forget the number now, like 17, 19, different things that are highlighted or different websites that are highlighted. And they're all just using WordPress to do cool and amazing things.
So apparently you didn't listen to last week's episode. We talked about that.
Well, yeah, it was a couple things that I heard it on.
Yeah. It was on GetOp. It was on this show last time with Kyle.
Well, just in case you missed last week's episode.
Right on. So we got two changes to talk about. One, I'll take
is
the first one.
You talk about when you got acquired? Is this the part?
No, not yet.
Oh, not yet. Okay.
No, this is the one we talk about. Those who may know Mendel from GoDaddy. Do you know Mendel? You know Mendel.
Does Mendel have a last name? I only know him as Mendel.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I know it was Mendel. I don't know. He's like Cher. Well, not like Cher. He's like Madonna. Wait. There's no men. Kanye. There you go. Anyway, Mendel from GoDaddy is no longer at GoDaddy. He has left GoDaddy. He's now taking his Geek Adventures trip organization type of community full time as his new job, which is awesome for him. I think he was just tired and burnt out. He did a lot of travel in the 5 years I've known him. I mean, he's got to be like, he did more miles than you.
Yeah, yeah, and I've seen him at I don't know how many events. He's always there.
Yeah, what is his last name? Hold on, I want to find out real quick. This is good. I just want to know now. Mendel Kurland, of course, duh. Yeah, I knew it. I did know it, yeah. So congratulations to him. That's awesome. And also Jeff Mattson, who was doing documentation and then moved into some marketing and training over for Gravity Forms, has left Gravity Forms. And I think he's looking, or he's open to new opportunities as well. Do you know Jeff?
I do not know Jeff.
I do. He's very cool. Wickedly dry sense of humor, I will just say that. And a very cool beard. So, yeah.
I just got rid of mine today.
You mean the, like, that little thing you call stubble?
Yeah, it was about as big as yours.
I don't believe you. I'm so due. Anyway, all right. So that's it for the changes. And do we want to talk about my acquisition? Nah, well, maybe next week. What you wearing, what you reading, what you drinking now? What you wearing, what you reading, what you drinking now? All right, you go first. What are you wearing, drinking, and reading?
All right, I am wearing a awesome yellow Gutenberg shirt because Gutenberg is my new favorite thing. And on top of that, since it is cold out here, I have a vintage only one of them ever made a your website engineer zip up, I don't know, kind of a jacket or a fleece, if you will. This was something that I made years ago when I was running yourwebsiteengineer.com as my main venture. And it's really sweet. It keeps me warm, except there's no pockets. It's a zip up, but there's no pockets. And so I don't wear it that often, but I mean, got to bring it out for a show and get a little side
mention.
A shameless plug.
Shameless plug.
Engineer.com. And I am drinking water. I've got two bottles of water here because you can never have too much water. And it is because I am so at a co-working space, or I have a place that's rented, and the water here is not good, but the water in my new house is awesome. So I bring multiple, maybe like a gallon of water with me every day. So I want to make sure that I don't run out. And then what I'm reading, I just finished up the Jack Reacher Past Tense book. That was one that I got from the library, read on my Kindle, pretty sweet. And then I just got notification about an hour or so ago about the book that I had on hold for The Atomic Habits by James Clear. And I will be starting that sometime today or tomorrow.
And you'll have it done before Kyle even opens his book.
Right. Yeah. I do hear, though. No. Hear that he is flying through that Harry Potter series.
Yeah, he's doing good. It's awesome. So
congratulations, Kyle. Congratulations.
No,
and you can get all seven books read this year
easily. Yeah, he'll do it. He's on it. Cool. I am wearing a WordCamp US 2017 shirt. I am actually drinking water because it's late in the afternoon here. I don't drink caffeine past noon, so I'm drinking water, but I'm drinking it out of a pint glass for my daughter's Enchanted Forest Prom 2018, FYI. And I'm reading Mindset. I'm rereading Mindset. I read it like a year or two ago, most of it, and I'm reading it again. It's The New Psychology of Success. It's by Carol S. Dweck, PhD. It's pretty interesting, so I'm reading that right now. Yeah, I'm trying to read more, and I've got like three books out from the library. Got to finish them in the next week before they're due, and I can't renew them again. I've renewed them too many times. You ever do that? How often will you renew it?
Usually, I don't renew them a whole lot of times, but I've got a couple that, especially when we were in the transition of moving, a children's Bambi book got into a box with our kids' stuff, and I renewed that puppy 7 times.
Oh my gosh.
I think you can, at one of the libraries, you can go up to 9 times. And then at the other library, it says, oh, it looks like you haven't turned them in yet. It renews this week. We'll just renew it on your behalf.
Nice.
And so some of those have renewed like 2 or 3 times, and then they have a limit of how many they can.
Yeah. When I was in Redondo, it was only like 3 times. Here, I've had it like 6 or 7 so far, so it hasn't been an issue.
And I've had it since August. Maybe I should read the thing.
I guess it also depends if there's someone else on hold who wants it.
Right.
Right.
So you get a very unpopular book that nobody wants, you can keep it
almost for the year.
Yeah. The better part of half a year.
Right. All right. Hey, hey, Kyle. Kyle. That's awesome. Hey, Dustin. Guess what time it is?
Yeah, I bet it's time to call Kyle so he can join us in this show.
I miss Kyle. It is not that time. It's this time. That's right. It's questions time. You sent them in. We read them, we researched them, and now it's time to give you some options. Are you ready? Dustin, are you ready? I'm making sure I know it's Dustin.
I'm ready to go.
It's weird. When the music's going, we can't hear you for some reason. It doesn't happen when Kyle's on the show, but when you are on the show, it's weird.
Well, I am ready with my quote-unquote research that I've done.
All right. I'm going to read the first question. Oh, unless you want to. It says your name.
It says Dustin
reads. Okay, fine. You read the first one.
So this is a question in from somebody who gave it to our good friend Sarah Dunn. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to read the whole thing here. So someone I met at WordCamp US, this is Sarah speaking, at our lunch table had this question. I immediately thought it would be a great one for you guys to answer if you haven't yet. I'd love to share your answer with her. So her question is, how do you start freelancing in WordPress and start making websites for clients?
And then there's more. It says, for context.
Oh, yeah. For context, she runs a WordPress website for her employer and would like to start making more websites.
Okay. So I have 5 options.
Oh, my goodness.
But they're short. I'll do the first 2.
Okay.
To start. Join Fiverr. That's number 1. And number 2, quit Fiverr. Option 1, option 2. What you have any?
I have 2 options.
Okay.
I'll give you my first one. I said that every establishment that you go to, whether it be restaurant, shop, store, library, Target, Walmart, take a look at their website. See if it could be improved, and then just ask and find the owner of the establishment and tell them how you can make their online presence better.
So boring, but true.
Every single one. Every single one.
I see. So no matter where you go.
No matter what. no matter if they are a bank, no matter if they are, you want to take them all on.
Okay. All right. I see what you did there. Okay. All right. My third option is go to business school and get a master's in entrepreneurship. You know, start there. Start really from square one.
That's square one.
I mean, just start over. Right. And I'll do my fourth, number four, and then you can do your second. I'll do my fifth. Okay. So my other one is reach out to small local businesses, nonprofits, and see if you can help. Yeah. You know, it's a better option than just everything. Just go to like the small local businesses, the nonprofits, and see if you can help.
I say everywhere. You got to go everywhere.
Okay.
And while you're going everywhere, be like the CrossFitters that always talk about CrossFit. So any conversation, always turn it right around the websites. Oh, you know, like there's a podcast that I listen to called Syntex.fm, and they do a fantastic job of wherever they are in the conversation, they can spin it like, oh, here comes our next sponsor. Speaking of keeping our books straight, let's talk about FreshBooks. Like, do that every conversation that you're in. Oh, speaking of that horrible experience you had on that website. Oh, speaking about Gap, you just got this for 60% off. Hey, let's talk about websites. You can do that, and you can make a lot of money and a lot of websites.
That's like the old joke. How do you know someone's a vegetarian? Because they tell you. See, same thing happens with CrossFitters very often.
Exactly.
Yeah. And my fifth and final option here is to join. It's a true one, like number four was as well. Join a local meetup and just start networking, getting to know the community around you in your town and city, and participate. And don't expect anything to come back right away. Don't go in with that agenda like, oh, I have to get work. Offer to help first and work will come your way. It worked out for me that way, honestly.
Absolutely. When I was in this space too, I joined a networking group called BNI, Business Networking International. And you go with the premise of every week you get to educate. So you're not in there selling anything. You're just telling people about, you know, websites. And I went the full gamut of just talking about like how you can use Facebook with your website or how you can update your posts. And like, it was always just educational, continue to just give information away freely. Another thing that I recommend and one of my kind of secrets back in the day, and I don't know how prevalent this is, but I set up on Twitter, I set up two different searches. One was people talking about WordPress and help and WordPress and how to. And I would just like, I put them in, I don't know what even the tool was, Tweetbot or TweetDeck or one of the Twitter tools. And I just had searches set up. And like, as somebody asked, like I worked through them and just kind of answered people's questions. Like
I
found somebody, I'm like, oh, that's going to be an hour's worth of work. It'll be $50. Like, she was so happy to have it done. And it ended up taking me like 8 hours to actually do it because I had no idea what I was doing. And I still charged her $50 because that's what it was. And that conversation led to like a bigger relationship. And I ended up doing thousands of dollars worth of work for her later, you know, over the next 2 or 3, 4 years. And so just those connections, those touch points, like anywhere you can just, you know, kind of, I don't say shove website stuff down their throat, but like, oh, have you ever thought of this? Or, you know, I've seen good experience with this, and just kind of give your advice in a more loving way and not a jamming it.
Right. Like, you know, yeah, I mean, desperation, there's a saying, but desperation reeks, or people can smell it, you know, like the dogs smell fear. If you're looking for work, if you're desperate for it, you're not going to get it. If you're more open-minded and you want to help, then things will come your way. So,
yeah. Another option that I have is just, you know, if you have somebody that's, you know, kind of on the fence, you know, maybe they have a website that's, you know, kind of mediocre and they know they need to do some updates. Like, if you're doing this and you want to really wow them, like, you could build a page out for them. Like, look what we could do with WordPress. Like, you know, you don't have to build an entire site because that would take forever. And if they don't want it, then you're just out a lot. But it sounds like you're trying to just get into it more. Maybe you're trying to learn a little bit more. You know, if you hear somebody has like this funky problem, like, oh, what can I do about, you know, like, I'm having this weird issue, like, try to build that yourself. Like, that's one of the ways that you're going to learn things with WordPress, whether it's going to be like, oh, I need this plugin and this plugin, or maybe I need to tweak this code a little bit. Maybe I need to go find a function that I need to add or whatnot. And then it's just going to help learn. Like, one of the things that I never said no to people when they said, can you do this or can they do that? And it was just a matter of like, how long did it take me to figure out the answer? And so that helped me kind of early on learn more about WordPress.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, moving on to our second question. This is actually more of a comment question. This is what Kyle put out on WordCamp Jackson last year, the little pieces of paper, the question was to the people who attended, what is an aspect of WordPress which is not working for you these days? And then someone wrote back, bot attacks and working with a host to correct it. So I thought for a minute we might give ways to deal with this. I have one, and it may not be the strongest option here. But yeah, I would just say my answer is, it's not really an option. It's more of a commentary. Yeah, those really suck. There's no other ways to put it. And honestly, the people who do the bot attacks or who set those up are terrible people. And the only option then is just to find better hosting. So, just, I mean, if you have to work with a host that won't help you or doesn't block that kind of thing, it's time to move to better hosting because you do get what you pay for. We know that now. We didn't know that when we all started, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, other things you could do is use a CDN. There's other ways. We've talked about this on the show before. You on your show, my and mine, this one as well. But bot attacks are going to happen. But they're going to happen to low-hanging fruit. So, I mean, do you have any commentary?
Well, so when I originally read this question, I thought it was, how do you get rid of spam? Mm-hmm. And we do get spam emails coming to their contact forms and whatnot. And so my fun answer was going to be to add them to your email list. You can spam them back from an email list. But that's clearly not the question and not the thing. And so, you know, my quirky answer here, my fun option was to do nothing. Just let them continue to hit your server and hit your stats. And so your stats will go up because there's more people hitting your stats. Mm. And you can get better endorsements, or you can get higher sponsorships because you have millions of bots hitting your website. And clearly not a good answer, but what Adam was saying, like right now we're to the point where we have, we're getting better and better. It's 2019 now, and there are so many different WordPress specific hosts. And I think that, I mean, everybody should be using, if you're using WordPress, like, it's worth the investment for a little bit more money to use a WordPress specific host because they are going to have the attention to detail. They know what to look for, and they can shut these things down and make them never hit their server. So then in turn, they're never hitting your website because it is a complete pain. I don't know if I've ever had it happen to me per se, but I have had, you know, experiences with other sites that just, you know, are completely locked up. You can't do anything,
right?
Because the host shuts it down because they don't want, you know, more attacks trying to come in. So it's just a royal, royal pain.
It's true. It is. It's an unfortunate situation. Well, I like the idea of, if you can start getting spam, though, on a total tangent, just add the spammer to your email list. I love that.
The thing that I'm thinking about here, too, was I believe back in the day, Pat Flynn had this happen to his website. Mm-hmm. And he was having all kinds of issues, and his hosting company shut his site down. And one of the cool things that just passing along the information was, what he ended up doing is he created like a 2-minute YouTube video. So when somebody went to smartpassiveincome.com, instead of going to a down site, it just redirected to that YouTube video hosted on YouTube and said, hey guys, here's the issue. We've got this spam thing. We're working on it and we're trying to fix it and get it all taken care of. And so, like, just creatively thinking outside the box, if, you know, that does happen to you and people can't actually view your website, like, point them somewhere else. You can point that domain name right to Facebook or to Twitter or to, you know, somewhere where you know that, and you can give a message and say, hey, we know what's happening. You know, it's just this crazy thing that's happening. Maybe we're moving servers, maybe we're moving hosting companies, but you have that option, and just think creatively,
right?
And just don't have a broken site all the time.
Or that, right? All right. Okay. So that is it for the questions. Did you want to do you have a song, right? Like the way Kyle has a song usually right about now?
Yeah.
Do you want me to count you in?
No,
Kyle is the master of creating the amazing music and songs that we play on the show. So since he's not here, we don't have one right now.
I am pretty good at taking a tune, making my own words, but I don't have anything WordPress specific because in my preparation time today was when they were installing my new sink and when I was waiting on the furnace guy to come. I had
all these little issues. All right. So we'll move on then.
We'll wait, and that's why Kyle's the better host, and he gets the show. And
you're just a guest host.
I'm just here, and okay. You have to listen to me ramble.
All right, so we're going to play a segment. Today's segment is called Tagline You're It, or Tag You're It. I'll just do Tagline You're It. Okay, that's the bumper right there. So I have three. How many do you got?
I can do three.
Okay, you want to? I'll go first for you. Okay, okay. Here's one for you. The tagline is anything is possible. So should be so easy.
It could be so many different things.
This one is relevant to WordPress. We just spoke about it on this show.
Everybody's at home yelling at their car stereos and in their headphones like, Dustin, it's this. Anything is possible with WordPress and with WooCommerce and with Jetpack. And
it's the new tagline for those commercials that are our national commercials.
Huh.
Yeah. That's the tagline. Anything is possible. That's the campaign tagline.
Huh.
Okay.
I said that on the show.
All right. Give me one.
All right. Let's see. And I couldn't remember if some of these have been used before, but build your website in minutes, not months.
Oh no. I can't say it. Wait, maybe is it like a competitor to WordPress?
No.
Okay, good. Build your site in minutes, not months.
Might not be exactly their tagline, but it was big and bold on their website, so I felt it was a tagline.
Beaver Builder.
Yes,
hey,
Beaver Builder.
Yes, for the win. All right, I got one more for you. Designed for driving pleasure.
Designed for driving.
Nothing to do at all with WordPress, just so you know.
Oh. Tesla.
Close. BMW.
I would prefer a Tesla.
Okay, good to know. All right.
Delightful managed WordPress hosting.
Flywheel?
Yep.
Yes. Wow, I'm on fire.
Mine are too easy.
Yeah. All right, I got one more for you. Connecting the world's professionals to make them more productive and successful.
That sounds like LinkedIn.
It is. You got one. All right. That's it. Do you have any more for me? You have one more? That's it.
Email marketing built for e-commerce stores.
Email marketing built for e-commerce stores. ConvertKit.
That's a good guess. This is more WordPress-y.
Oh. Woo.
They have cool socks.
Jilt?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, is it Jilt? It's got to be Jilt. And the reason we know is we both got a pair of socks at WordCamp US.
And they are orange and blue, and they are awesome.
Yeah. My wife thinks they're from JetBlue. She's like, I want these. I'm like, they're not yours. Awesome. All right. That is it for the game for Tagline. Tagline, you're it. I need to come up with some better sound effects for that.
We got time for a rant.
Do you want to do a rant?
Yeah.
Wow. Go ahead. I don't have one ready, but you can do a rant.
Well, I've got a rant. I've always had a rant. Ever since I've heard this story, heard this segment, my rant.
Okay.
It is 2019, and I cannot believe the number of times that I sit at red lights. Now, what is going on with this technology? It is ridiculous that in the middle of the night, there's no cars coming, and then all of a sudden, the light turns red. Like, how inefficient is that? It boggles my mind that this still happens, and makes me mad. And so I wish I can control that. I know in my area from where I go from my office to home, I know which sides are going to turn green first. You know, does the green arrow go here? Does it go there? So I can get home the most efficient way possible. But it just blows my mind and makes me so upset and angry when the light turns red and nobody's coming the other way.
To riff on that rant, I will add to the fact that there's got to be a better way to have it, especially change the color like at 3 or 4 in the morning.
Yes.
That kind of thing. You know, just it needs, yes. The sensors need to be work better. Oh, lastly, the other thing, the little tangent connection to this is that there's been a study, a lot of the buttons in certain cities that, you know, you push the crosswalk button actually don't do anything. It's a psychological thing. Like it gives humans the perceived notion of control, but it's still set to a timer based on traffic, not the button switch. Like they usually don't do anything at all. There's actually, if I can find that study, I'll put it in the show notes. But yeah, isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, some cities, it totally does work. But a lot of places, it's just, if it's too much traffic, they just don't take any consideration into that at all because it would be bad for traffic in general, slowing it down. So,
yeah. This was apparent when I was in Florida. And, well, in Florida, there's traffic lights everywhere. But driving down Highway 101 all the way down to the Florida Keys, it was just like stop and go, stop and go, stop and go. And there were no cars coming. Like, I understand, like, it costs money to put sensors in the road or sensors by the lights. But the main road should always be green, and it should never turn unless there's cars waiting to.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to be solved right after the.
This is one of my biggest pet peeves. And yeah. I drove when I was in college. I used to drive like through a town, and there had 7 traffic lights, and they were all on a timer, and you could never hit all of them green. And I so wanted to write to the county and say, hey, can we put, like, I'm driving to work at 4:30 in the morning, and I have to stop at 3 red lights, and I see nobody the whole way there.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my dislike came from.
Okay. All right. Breathe. Namaste. All right. Well, I'm going to wrap it up here. You want to wrap it up? You want me to wrap it up?
I don't know.
I'll do it.
Not really my thing.
Yeah, I'll do it. So Kyle. It says so Kyle, but Kyle's not here.
Wait for Kyle to come back.
Yeah, we'll just wait. Okay, just kidding. So thanks for listening. You can be sure to email us questions if you have any. We love your questions. We want your questions. We need your questions. It's questions@getoptionspodcast.com.
Or you can send them over to your website engineer, or Dustin at your website engineer. Not answer on my. Oh,
wait,
sorry.
Wait, wrong show. Or use the SpeakPipe functionality on the website. You can also tweet us and stuff. You can find us online, Twitter primarily, get_options. Dustin, where are you?
I'm at Dustin Hart, so you can send the questions for Get Options to me, and I promise that I will send them their way.
Yeah. You can also find me over at Hey Adam Silver, and all the music that we have, that we do, that Kyle does, is over at SoundCloud as well. Say goodbye, Dustin.
Goodbye, Dustin.